Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to take another quiz to test your knowledge of the vowel sounds of English. This week's quiz will focus on the difference between the vowels and ah. We're going to test your ability to hear the difference between words like luck and lock. Being able to hear and say the subtle difference between these two vowel sounds is an important part of speaking English clearly and correctly. The sound, also known as the schwa, is one of the most common sounds in English. Mastering this vowel distinction can be quite challenging. Many students of English make the mistake of replacing the sound with ah. For example, instead of saying but, they might say but. This can be confusing to your listener. With the right amount of practice and training, you're going to be able to pronounce the difference correctly, just like a native speaker would. Before you take this quiz, I recommend that you listen to podcasts number 10 and number 11. Podcasts number 10 and 11 teach you how to pronounce and ah distinctly and correctly in full detail. You can also find more instruction and lots of training exercises on my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. So let's begin the quiz. You're going to hear three words. The words sound very similar. The only difference between them is the vowel sound they contain. Some words will contain and other words will contain a. Write down the words in the order that you hear them. First, let's review these two vowel sounds. Remember, for a, your tongue goes back and your jaw drops. But for your tongue remains completely relaxed. Your jaw does not drop. Is a central and neutral position. Please listen and repeat. Now let's take the quiz which tests your ability to distinguish between these two vowels. Please write down the words in the order that you hear me say them. Luck. Lock. Luck. The answers are luck, L-U-C-K, lock, L-O-C-K, luck, L-U-C-K. Number two, cup. Cup. Cop. The answers are cup, C-U-P. Cup, C-U-P, and cop, C-O-P. Number three, stock. Stuck. Stock. The answers are stock, S-T-O-C-K. Stuck, S-T-U-C-K. And stock, S-T-O-C-K. Number 4. Rub. Rob. Rub. The answers are rub, R-U-B, rob, R-O-B, and rub, R-U-B. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. If you're looking for more training exercises like the ones in this podcast, then I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training MP3s has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.